Okay. Johnny is very, very sick. His parents thought there's nothing we could do for him. The doctor said that we can't do anything for him because he's too sick. The only thing we can do, Georgie heard the parents say, to pray for a miracle. And then Georgie thought to herself, I can buy a miracle. I can buy a miracle. So she went to her room and she looked into her bag and she found some money. And she opened up and saw the money for 15 cents. I can go to the pharmacy and buy a miracle for Johnny. So she took the money, put it in her pocket, and she walked to the pharmacy not far from her house. And there she saw a big man talking to the pharmacist. And they were talking, they ignored her, and she waited for a long time. She wanted to buy the miracle to cure the brother. So she waited, and nobody cared for her, so she knocked on the cupboard. And the man said, what are you doing here? I'm buying a miracle for my brother. We don't sell miracles here. Yeah, I will. What's wrong with you, Joji? Oh, my brother is very, very sick. He needs a miracle to make him well. But we have no money to send him somewhere for an surgery, an operation. So this tall man was a doctor. He's called Dr. Christensen. Dr. Christensen said, I can do something for you. Let's go. So he held the hand of Georgie and they both walked home. And there was Johnny lying there very, very sick. And he made an arrangement for Johnny to go to a hospital to be operated. And that was done. And when Johnny came back, he was well. And of course, Georgie was very happy. She said, I bought a miracle. And now Johnny is well, and we have a healthy brother. So I'm sure Georgie prayed. The parents prayed. They prayed very hard. And through the prayer, Johnny was healed. So little children, yeah, that come, a little girl. Yeah. Through the prayer of the little girl, little boy, even though you are little, but you still can pray. Like Georgie, she prayed and she helped the brother to get well through a doctor that she met in the pharmacy. If she did not go to the pharmacy, she wouldn't meet this special doctor who helped Georgie to get the brother to be operated for free because they had no money. Right? So, let's pray, even though we're little, we still can pray for our parents, for our church members. If you hear anybody get sick, you can pray for them, don't we? Can't we do that? Yes? Okay, let's pray. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for bringing us here to church today. We thank you for the story. We pray that you bless these children. Even though they're little, they still can work for you. They can pray for each other, they can pray for the parents, they can pray for the members of this church. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.